Part of the Montessori Borealis school day includes a three-hour block of time where the student decides what to learn.
After that, he's going to do some language work and write a poem and parse it, which means to break out the different parts of speech.
Montessori Borealis teacher Corey Crossett reads off a student's work plan, which has to be approved by the teacher.
And so he's going to work through this, you know, at his own pace. And the idea, just like it is when you're an adult, is to make a plan and successfully complete that plan. And, you know, sometimes you're going to pull it off and other times you're not, but you're going to learn how to self-regulate.
Montessori education is based on multi-age classrooms. Borealis has two lower elementary classrooms of first through third graders and two upper elementary classes of fourth through sixth. Its adolescent program is made up of seventh and eighth graders. Total enrollment at Borealis is about 140 students, and their classrooms are in the Marie Drake Building. Crossett says mixed grades means maintaining a consistent classroom culture.
When I get new fourth graders, the older kids help them orient to the systems, and the older kids have an investment in the system running the right way. It essentially means that you are no longer the only teacher in the room. You may be the only adult there, but the kids learn to help each other and to rely on each other in that way, and it creates a really powerful sense of community.
Montessori was developed in 1907 by Dr. Maria Montessori, a developmental psychologist from Italy. The Montessori education model begins at age three. If Borealis becomes its own school, adding a preschool and kindergarten is part of the plan. Kristen Gouraud is principal of Montessori Borealis.
We'd love to be able to say we offer a full Montessori program from age three through middle school with fidelity. So we're doing a program really more as it's supposed to be done.
The district would charge tuition for preschool. Kindergarten would be free. Expansion would also add a third lower elementary classroom and eventually a third upper elementary classroom, guaranteeing enough students to support its middle school program. If Montessori becomes its own school and maintains a minimum enrollment of 176, it could receive more than $800,000 a year from the state and the city, according to the district. Preschool tuition could add another $100,000. These funds would cover costs and produce a surplus for other district needs. Montessori Borealis isn't the only Montessori program in the community. Juno Montessori has been around for almost 30 years. The private nonprofit in Douglas offers toddler, preschool, and kindergarten programs. Parents who want Montessori-educated children often start them out at Juno Montessori and then enter the Montessori Borealis placement process for first grade. Juno Montessori Executive Director Charlene Smith is excited about the prospect of having more Montessori education in Juno, but she's worried as well. If Borealis becomes its own school with a kindergarten, it may draw those children away from Juno Montessori.
If we have children that have been here for 4 years that suddenly all leave to try to get into the Borealis program, that's a big hit on your program because those are your experienced children. And then the level of functioning in your classrooms really goes down.
Juno Montessori has about 60 children, including toddlers as young as 15 months. Smith says families often pay for their children to go through the whole program, including kindergarten, to maintain the community and learning style.
But if you could have this education for free, people might try to do that. Just because it's good for their family, and of course they should do what's good for their family, right?
Tuition at Juno Montessori is around $900 a month. Preschool tuition at Borealis could be roughly the same. That detail, among others, will be worked out if Montessori Borealis becomes its own school. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.